It is Wednesday, August 14th, 2013. Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning, and this is Midday Oklahoma. So glad to have you with us on this Wednesday. Hope your hump day is going great so far today. Ron Hayes stepping in with us here today. And, Ron, I guess it's fair to say the question is cool cool?
Well, you know, we've got a very, very passionate argument that continues and has been for literally years about country of origin labeling. We've got some comments about that today. We've got our friend Colin Woodall from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association weighing in on some of the strategies they have about hopefully getting rid of cool.
All right. We'll have that coming up. Also, Jim Apel and Justin Lewis will break down those markets here in just a little bit. I've got a news update coming up. Ron's going to have weather and, of course, his ag perspectives also this half hour, so we've got a lot coming your way. When Midday Oklahoma continues in just a moment on the radio, Oklahoma Network. At Livingston Machinery, our goal is to provide you with the equipment and parts you need, as well as the service you've come to expect. At Livingston Machinery, our extensive product lines include everything a farmer, precision farmer, contractor, or even a homeowner might need. Livingston Machinery is proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world. Visit LivingstonMachinery.com or visit one of our locations in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
Larry Stewart here for Ready Dump Trailers. That is R-E-D-E-D-U-M-P. Ready Dump. We make our trailers in Cushing, and we build them tough. Ready Dump is the only dump trailer on the market today without hydraulics. For a dump trailer that dumps first time, every time, insist on a Ready Dump. Ready Dump. Check us out at REDEDUMP.com. Ready Dump.
For your new Ready Dump, visit City Traders, located at 10220 West Reno in Oklahoma City. Ask for Herb or Kevin.
It's 7 minutes past the hour. Midday Oklahoma continues now here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Immigration reform could potentially improve ag export opportunities for American producers. The report comes from Rod Bain.
If something is not done rather quickly, we'll have folks in other countries step up to the plate and feel that need and feel that demand, and we'll just be left here with not a lot.
That's Georgia organic blueberry farmer Jason Berry, referring to how immigration reform, or lack of it, could impact U.S. ag export opportunities. Berry joined Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack Tuesday to discuss immigration reform with reporters. As the secretary notes,
our competitors, they're not standing pat. They're not satisfied with the status quo. They're going to move forward, and the result of that is that we compromise export markets.
Secretary Vilsack used an example of how some trade agreements involving ag goods are based on production and connections with available labor.
We have equivalency agreements with Canada and the European Union with reference to organic operations. That trade opportunity gets constrained if not able to produce as much as he would normally produce because he's concerned he won't have enough people to pick, and he's got to make an investment in putting that crop in the ground.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Well, the recent cool weather has raised concerns on the development of corn and soybeans. This update comes from Susan Carter.
The question with the cool weather, says USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey,
is whether corn and soybeans will have enough time to reach maturity, and that's especially a problem in 2013 across the Midwest.
Particularly, says Rippey, in areas where there were delays in planting as late as June.
So as the clock begins to wind down on the summer of 2013, that question will be perhaps answered in the next couple of weeks with a touch of good news, even as we're dealing with the current cold outbreak across the Midwest.
That air will eventually settle into the southeast, and for the Midwest, it'll begin to warm.
From the north and the west, ironically, the warm air will be working its way in from western Canada and the northwestern United States. It's not a typical regime, but that's what's going to happen in this case. And so as we head into next week, we'll be experiencing much warmer weather building in across the western Corn Belt, the northern Corn Belt, with a little cool air hanging in across the Ohio Valley, but that trend looks like it may continue for quite a while,
which could help push crops along across the upper Midwest. For USDA Radio, Susan Carter, Washington, D.C.
Well, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is commending Merck Animal Health for taking meaningful action to address questions about the impact of Zilmax on animal welfare. Merck Animal Health is launching a five-step plan, which includes reaching out to cattle producers and suppliers over the next 30 days to initiate a scientific audit that focuses on the feeding of Zilmax. NCBA notes America's farmers and ranchers take animal care very seriously and therefore support efforts to ensure Zilmax can be used responsibly. We're coming up on 10 past the hour. When we come back, Jim and Justin will have an update on the markets. Ron Hayes has the latest ag weather. That and more right after this on Midday Oklahoma.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
Oklahoma FFA members are challenged to grow. Many FFA alums credit their success in the professional world to their FFA experience. The top executive of the Oklahoma School Land Commission, Harry Birdwell, is a former national president of the FFA and a former FFA member from Fletcher, Oklahoma.
It is the lessons learned and the contacts made and the dreams dreamed that are what is really the value of having been in FFA.
Do you want to grow like that?
I think every day of my life I use the leadership skills and public speaking skills, the meeting, planning, and conducting skills, and have been really one of the principal elements of my personal career success.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer.
Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. Joining us is Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how are the markets trading this morning?
Well, the stock market futures here are lower today after the Macy's department store earnings report was lower than expected. That's disappointing because anytime you have a retail store have low earnings, it's really indicative of what the public's doing and where they're spending their money or where they're not spending their money. So that's a little bit disappointing here. There's also talk of the Fed tapering, which has been the concern for a couple months now. Yesterday, the Atlanta Fed President Dennis Lockhart said that next month they could possibly slow down their quantitative easing stimulus program, which has been kind of the time frame for a while, but we'll see if that happens. We're down about 68 in the September futures here, about 15,343. S&P futures are down about 4. We're trading off the lows here for about the past month by about 40 points. So if it makes new lows, there is concern that people will begin to liquidate those long positions, but we'll see if that happens. U.S. dollar this morning is down about 6 points. Nothing really exciting going on there. The 30-year bonds here are unchanged after being down so much yesterday. We're trading about 132.22, which is about a point off the low. Now, if the Fed does begin to taper, bonds will probably go lower, meaning interest rates will go higher here, at least on long-term or big-ticket interest rates such as a house and so on. Crude oil futures here are down slightly after this morning's energy department report. Crude oil supplies for the weekend dropped by about 2.8 million barrels. It's just a little bit of a drop, and now we're at 360.5 million barrels in inventory. That's 1.5% below where we were a year ago. The drop was a little bit bigger than analysts anticipated, but we're down anyway. Unleaded gasoline is up about 2 cents. Heating oil, which is diesel, is down about 0.7. Natural gas futures here today are higher. A little bit warmer forecast for the Northeast and the Midwest, which drives up that demand for the electricity, which is generated by natural gas, so that's helping. There's some ideas here that some traders are looking for a long-term low being about 350. Cattle futures today, we're a little bit lower here, but nothing really exciting. We've been range around here in the feeder cattle for about 10 days or so. Live cattle, on the other hand, are steady, but have been rallying over the past 3 or 4 days. Corn, beans, 5 higher. Wheat, about 2 to 3 lower.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Dave Lanning will have all the latest market numbers right after this on Midday Oklahoma.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. And then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab Summer by the Grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Coming up on 12:15 here on Midday Oklahoma, I'm Dave Lanning as our show continues. Hope your Wednesday's going great so far today. Let's get you updated on those futures markets here. The October live cattle unchanged, 128.07. December's down 10, 129.87. September feeder cattle down 10, 157.60. October's down 15, 160.02. October hogs up 135, 87.87. December's up 117, 84.42. We'll check the grain trade in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers. You know, the folks at Superior Livestock Auction, Jim Odle and the gang, have created a national livestock market, been working on it since 1987, where prices are discovered through competitive bidding without regard to local climate conditions or demand. Through this national marketing network that they've developed, Superior can serve sellers and buyers throughout the United States. Now, the question is, how can you take advantage of selling your cattle the Superior way? There are several things that you might think about. The cattle that you've got will be sold while on your place, your ranch. There's no added stress on the cattle, therefore less shrink. They're presented over 7,000 registered buyers. You can establish a reputation for your cattle on a national market. You can take advantage of value-added programs which generate premiums for your cattle as well. Contact Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117 and learn more about selling your cattle the Superior way.
Checking grain trade today, Kansas City wheat, September's down a quarter at 6.96. December's down three at 6.99. September corn is up 7 3/4 at 4.36. December's up 6 1/2 at 4.53 3/4. September soybeans up 10 1/4 at 12.68. November's up 9 1/4 at 12.37. On the cotton futures, October cotton down 4, 91.55. December's down 13, 91.59. Energy futures, September crude oil down 29, 106.54. October's down 16 at 106.24. September natural gas up 8 at 3.36. October's up 8 at 3.39 per million BTU. That's the latest update on the futures. Ron Hayes stepping in now with a check on that ag weather.
Howdy, neighbors. Midday Oklahoma continues. It's time for our agricultural weather. I'm Ron Hayes. So glad to be along with you today. Here we are, middle of the week, and for the first time in several days, chances of precipitation are very low during the day today. We do jump up to a 20% chance of precipitation by this evening and again for Thursday, but then up to a 60% chance of rain by Thursday night and 50% into Friday. We'll talk a little bit more about those chances of precipitation in just a little bit. We'll talk also about some of the rainfall that we've seen over about the last 4 or 5 days as well. As we check your agricultural weather for you today here on Midday Oklahoma, we're back to do that in just a moment. Wheat Watch 2013, a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, featuring Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Wheat Specialist at Oklahoma State University. He says looking ahead to the 2014 growing season, wheat producers should be doing a couple of things that he believes will help make them more successful.
Number one, first and foremost, is take care of our weed problems. We're never going to increase wheat yield significantly in Oklahoma until we get our weed problems under control, and the best time to control weeds is in the fall of the year when they're small. Second thing would be look at variety selection. Make sure that the variety you're picking matches your management style. We've got some varieties out there that succumb to stripe rust. If you're prepared to spray a fungicide, those could still have a fit in your operation. But if you're not going to spray a fungicide, you need to know that ahead of time and stay away from those varieties without a good disease package.
Management tips as we begin to think about putting that 2014 crop in the ground, courtesy of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer. I thought we might take a look at some of our mesonet data and rainfall totals over the last 4 or 5 days. Going back, oh, say to last Friday, precipitation amounts have been a little spottier here in central, north central Oklahoma. For example, lesser amounts of rain in Kingfisher County after we got huge amounts of rain the few days before that, but only about 3/10 of an inch over the last 4 or 5 days. 4/10 of an inch over the last 4 or 5 days in Marshall, just over an inch at Marina, half an inch at Guthrie, inch and a half at Perkins. Looks like just right an inch up in Grant County at Medford, half an inch in the last 5 days at Cherokee, an inch at Lahoma, inch and a half at Fairview. You get down, there's a band of rain that has fallen in central Oklahoma, kind of along Interstate 40, that was more substantial. Over 3 inches of rain, for example, reported at the El Reno Mesonet Station since last Friday mid-morning, an inch and a half in northwest Oklahoma City. OKC West, an inch and 7/10 reported, an inch and 11/10, 1100 rather, at Minco, so 1.1 inches of precipitation. The bigger amounts of rain over the last 4 or 5 days are over in the east central part of our state, besides El Reno. Over 3 inches of rain at several locations, Bristow, Okmulgee, Worcester, all over on the Oklahoma-Arkansas line. And it does look like, though, as we look at our forecast, we've got another shot of some fairly significant rain coming in by tomorrow night and into Thursday. Let's talk about that for you, and we'll do that in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Our forecast here in central north central Oklahoma, we start picking up slight chances of precipitation this evening and into tomorrow, 20 to 30% chance of precipitation tonight and into tomorrow. By tomorrow night, those rainfall chances do pick up here in central north central Oklahoma, 50 to 60% chance of rainfall by tomorrow evening. Overnight lows after we get into the upper 80s today and tomorrow, overnight low down into the 60s. It looks like the next couple of days. For Friday, still about a 50% chance of thunderstorms continuing. By Friday night, things clear out and a lot of sunshine for Saturday, mid to upper 80s. Upper 80s, close to 90 by Sunday with a little abundant sunshine anticipated. Looks like the chances of precipitation kind of go downhill as we head toward the weekend. But we've got chances of precip still in the mix Thursday night and during the day on Friday. That is our ag weather. I'm Ron Hayes. Midday Oklahoma continues in just a few moments.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here's some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on 2010 New Holland T4030 Vineyard Tractors, a Wilson DWH550 41-foot grain trailer, or New Holland T1510 Compact Tractors. You'll even find Freightliner Columbia 120 semi-tractors. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a 2012 John Deere S670 Combine, as well as a Foton TB504 tractor. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
Generations of families have depended on Mueller Metal Roofing for style, beauty, and durability. And through the years, many great memories have been made under each Mueller Metal roof. Our 26-gauge steel panels and 30-year limited paint warranty give you peace of mind that your roof will protect your family for generations to come. And we offer a gorgeous palette of more than 30 designer colors to choose from and a wide variety of panel styles to get the look you desire. Buy with confidence, knowing that your metal roof is manufactured by Mueller, a company that has provided quality metal products for over 75 years. So why wait? Go online now at MuellerInc.com to view our color selector tool, which allows you to see a full range of panels and colors on different home styles. Join other families by making Mueller the name you know and trust for all your steel building and metal roofing needs. Call 877-2-MUELLER to speak with a representative at one of our sales locations in central and eastern Oklahoma. That's 877-2-MUELLER.
It is 12:25 as Midday Oklahoma continues on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Thank you so much for joining us today and being a part of our program. We've got a lot still to come in this half hour. We've got a complete market update coming up in just a few minutes. Ron Hayes has his beef buzz. He'll be hopping on his soapbox in a little bit. Also has his ag perspectives coming up in just a couple of minutes as well. But first, we're going to kick things off with Jim Appel as he joins us with his updated ag calendar.
Hello, everyone. Taking a look at our ag calendar on this Wednesday. We'll look at some town hall meetings with Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen. We'll look at the NOSU Deer Field Day. And we'll talk about the Northwest Area AFR-OFU Annual Picnic. We'll look at these items and more right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Whether you're moving earth on a job site or in the fields, mowing your acreage, or harvesting the crops, Livingston Machinery Company can help you find the right equipment for the job. With a unique product line of agricultural machinery and construction equipment, Livingston Machinery supplies farmers, precision farmers, contractors, or even homeowners throughout Oklahoma. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world. Visit LivingstonMachinery.com or see one of our locations in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
Wheat farmers get championship caliber production. Choose high yield varieties developed by OSU experts and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Duster is like a great football team. It's superb on offense and defense. Duster has been one of the highest grain yield producers among OSU varieties since 2008. And Duster offers protection against the most common diseases and stresses that attack wheat in Oklahoma. And remember, these sales ensure that OSU's wheat breeding program remains strong and independent. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen will hold a series of town hall meetings August 12th through the 16th. He'll hold these meetings in all the different counties in his district. On the 15th, on August 15th, he will be in Okfuskee County. He will be in Weleka at the elementary school from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. He will be in Hughes County and Wetumpka at the West Watkins Technology Center from 11 a.m. to noon. From 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., he will be in Cole County at the Branding Iron Cafe in Colgate. And from 3:30 to 4:30 p.m., he will be in Atoka County at the Kiyomichi Technology Center in Atoka. On August the 16th, Congressman Mullen will be at the Cherokee County Senior Citizen Center in Hulbert from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. He will be at the Fort Gibson American Legion Post from 1:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. That's in Muskogee County. That's also on August the 16th. More deer equals more meat. For those Oklahomans who enjoy a stock of venison in the freezer, proper management is the key. To help clear up some misconceptions about deer management, the OSU Cooperative Extension Service and the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation are teaming up to host the OSU Deer Field Day August 15th at 5:30 p.m. Topics to be discussed are timber stand improvement, deer surveys, browse surveys, food plot management, and the identification of important forage plants. The free field day will take place at the OSU Range Research Station that's located west of Stillwater on South Coyle Road. That's 2.5 miles south of Highway 51. Those interested in attending are encouraged to RSVP by contacting Dwayne Elmore at 405-744-9636. The Northwest Area American Farmers and Ranchers Oklahoma Farmers Union continues to hold an annual picnic each summer. This year's event will feature Oklahoma 3rd District Congressman Frank Lucas. He's the chair of the House Committee on Agriculture. The picnic will be in Ringwood at the Ringwood Fair Building August 17th at noon. For more information, you can contact Kendall Nichols at 580-883-5969 or Randall Thrasher at 580-921-5675 or Janet Lively at 580-256-2737. Pecans have traditionally been thought of as a holiday treat or pie filling, but agricultural producers look at this wonderful nut as an investment. Many are planting pecans today, hoping to grow a brighter financial future tomorrow. To provide more timely information on this topic, the Samuel Roberts Noble Foundation will host its Pecan 101 School from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday, August 20th, at the Southern Oklahoma Technology Center in Ardmore. The school is open to the public, but pre-registration is requested. For more information or to register, just visit www.noble.org/agevents or contact Jackie Kelly at 580-224-6360.
You gotta love lean beef. 29 tantalizing cuts, each delivering a delicious all its own. 29 different paths to a protein-packed dinner time. From the tenderest of tenderloins to top-notch top round, there are 29 lean reasons to get the grill going that make beef one powerful protein. Learn to love them all. Beef is what's for dinner.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council. For more information, visit us at oklabeef.org.
That's Look at Your Ag Calendar. If you have an item you'd like to share with us, just drop us a line at ron@oklahomafarmreport.com.
All right, Jim, thanks so much for that update. We certainly appreciate it. We're coming up on half past the hour, and we've got a news update coming up when we come back right after this.
Say, wheat producers, you know the best way to predict a strong harvest is to get your crop off to a fast start. Nothing does that better than Jumpstart LCO. Jumpstart LCO combines two proven technologies. First of all, it includes a naturally occurring phosphate solubilizer. Its job is to make fertilizer and soil-bound phosphate more available to your wheat. The second technology is LCO promoter technology, which enhances root and shoot development regardless of environmental conditions. Brought together in Jumpstart LCO, they promote better plant health and vigor for improved stand establishment. Right from the start, you're on the fast track to higher yield in your winter wheat. Ask your ag retailer or seed dealer for more information about the proven science of Jumpstart LCO. Or learn more at bioag.novozymes.com. bioag.novozymes.com.
Country of origin labeling is still one of agriculture's strongest debates. Farm Director Ron Hayes joins us now and has an update.
Dave, proponents of country of origin labeling say consumers want to know and deserve to know what country their fresh meat comes from. But opponents of COOL, Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, for example, says problem is consumers tell you one thing, but when they start buying meat, they actually do something different.
Well, that's the funny little part, is that I guarantee if here we are in Denver, if we went outside and talked to the consumers walking down the street and said, hey, do you want to know where your beef comes from? I would say probably 90%+ of them would say, yes, we do. But Kansas State University actually did a study that took that one step further. And they admitted that, yeah, if you ask somebody on the street, they want to know where their beef comes from. But when they actually go to the retail meat case in their grocery store and they look and they buy that package of ground beef or that steak, they forget about COOL. They worry about the price and what our product looks like. So you can go out and say that people want it, but we looked at what they're actually spending their money on, and they're not looking at COOL.
NCBA and other groups have sued USDA, hoping to get a temporary injunction to stop USDA from further enforcement of the new rule and the new labels. Some of the packages of meat are out there now with the new labeling. We have a picture of one on our website at oklahomafarmreport.com in our Beef Buzz section. It shows the born, raised, and harvested information. For Midday Oklahoma, I'm Ron Hayes.
U.S. soybean producers will likely see some lower prices for this coming crop. Gary Crawford has this report.
U.S. soybean growers will likely harvest about 3.25 billion bushels this fall, up 8% from last season. But Agriculture Department Outlook Chairman Jerry Vanghee says total use of those beans will be up only about 2.5%. So U.S. stocks by the end of this next marketing year are likely to grow quite a bit.
We started out the year at 125 million bushels and looks like we're going to end at about 220 million bushels. And, of course, given that kind of a situation, even though we're seeing a stronger price this month, up 60 cents, at the midpoint from a previous estimate, but at $11.35, still down rather sharply from the $14.40 for the 12-13 years.
Down 21%. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
We're coming up on about 35 past the hour here on Midday Oklahoma. Ron Hayes joins us with his Ag Perspectives when we come back right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
end insect infestations that damage stored grains and lower profits. For 4.5 cents per bushel, operators can fight insects in stored grains with one of the best combinations in the market. A tank mix of the new Sentinel insecticide plus Diacom IGR gives you the knockdown power of a broad-spectrum insecticide, plus the long-term control of an insect growth regulator. Try Diacom IGR and Sentinel insecticide, the complete solution for stored grain protection. For information, contact your local dealer or call 800-248-7763.
Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers. In our ag conversation today here on Midday Oklahoma, Steve Meyer is our guest with Paragon Economics, and we're really pointing our conversation today to the cow-calf end of our beef cattle business as we think about what is ahead, given the fact that we are looking at very likely cheaper corn prices this fall and into 2014. We're back with Steve on that conversation in just a moment.
Whether you're moving earth on a job site or in the fields, mowing your acreage, or harvesting the crops, Livingston Machinery Company can help you find the right equipment for the job. With a unique product line of agricultural machinery and construction equipment, Livingston Machinery supplies farmers, precision farmers, contractors, or even homeowners throughout Oklahoma. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world. Visit LivingstonMachinery.com or see one of our locations in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers. It's not quite as big a corn crop as the experts were thinking, but USDA's August crop production numbers reflect a record corn crop. And with big stocks coming, that looks like lower corn prices most certainly going to be ahead, especially when you think about where we have been over the last year or so with those corn price values. Steve Meyer with Paragon Economics tells us that will translate into some pretty good news for our beef cattle business, including for our cow-calf guys.
As corn prices go down, we should see feeder and calf prices rally tremendously. And I think the cow-calf man is facing a record year of profits in 2014. And if they don't, it'll be a real shock to me. Now, the key on that is, number one, you got to have grass, or number two, you've got to have hay availability at a reasonable cost. And it looks like we're going to, at least for these Oklahoma guys, it looks like that's going to be the case. If that's the case and we get lower corn, that comes back into higher calf prices. And so you're going to have the opportunity here to make some money. I think it's important that you manage your efficiencies. You do all the things to make these cows productive. You've got to get a live calf out of that cow, and you've got to get that calf started and well when it comes spring. So all the things that, Ron, it's those things that we ought to always be doing every day are going to come home to roost next year because the value of that calf is going to be so high. So I think the important thing is to manage well, to manage resources well, which the cow-calf operator has always been a resource manager of the good ones. You're going to have some more resources available to you. If you have some heifers laid back, treat them right. Don't get in a hurry. Don't breed them early. Do those kind of things. You know, all the things that we ought to be doing every day gets more critical when you have this tremendous profit opportunity. And you can't miss the profit opportunities. I think that's probably the bottom line that I would say for the cow-calf operator looking into 2014.
And, of course, it's one of those catch-22 deals of
higher prices for those feeder cattle calves, that means higher replacement costs for those heifers.
No question, higher replacement costs for those heifers, and I think, you know, that has to be a judgment that's made relative to the resources you have available, and if we still have good moisture as we go into the spring of 2014, I suspect that we're going to get a number of those heifers held back. We've held heifers back the last 2 years. The problem is, nationally, we haven't had the grass to put them back in the cow herd, and that's even happened again this year already, as a lot of those heifers have moved to feed yards this spring. So we're still waiting to start building a cow herd, and you're going to have to make that judgment next year. But given where this cow herd's going to be, well under 29 million head on the beef cow side, I think the opportunity to rebuild herds, if you have the resources to do so, is going to be very positive. And one of those things, you're not going to want to sell too many of those heifers next spring.
The challenge and the opportunity of rebuilding that mama cow herd, if you're in the beef cattle business to stay, it'll make a lot of sense in 2014, according to Steve Meyer with Paragon Economics. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.
All the latest farm and ranch news can be found at OklahomaFarmReport.com. The Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, a service of Griffin Communications.
Hey, cattle producers. You know, the folks at Superior Livestock Auction, Jim Odle and the gang, have created a national livestock market, been working on it since 1987, where prices are discovered through competitive bidding without regard to local climate conditions or demand. Through this national marketing network that they've developed, Superior can serve sellers and buyers throughout the United States. Now, the question is, how can you take advantage of selling your cattle the Superior way? There's several things that you might think about. The cattle that you've got will be sold while on your place, your ranch. There's no added stress on the cattle, therefore less shrink. They're presented over 7,000 registered buyers. You can establish a reputation for your cattle on a national market. You can take advantage of value-added programs which generate premiums for your cattle as well. Contact Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117 and learn more about selling your cattle the Superior way. Now is the time to be making your seed selection for the 2014 winter canola planting season. And CropPlan has three proven choices for farmers to plant through September-October in the Southern Plains. 115W, 125W, and 154W are all Roundup ready to help you break the cycle of weeds in your winter wheat and will produce a bountiful and valuable canola crop to boot. See your CropPlan seed rep to book your seed. Do it before it's too late. CropPlan by Winfield, proud sponsors of the Ron Hayes Daily Email.
Wheat farmers get championship caliber production. Choose high yield varieties developed by OSU experts and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Duster is like a great football team. It's superb on offense and defense. Duster has been one of the highest grain yield producers among OSU varieties since 2008. And Duster offers protection against the most common diseases and stresses that attack wheat in Oklahoma. And remember, these sales ensure that OSU's wheat breeding program remains strong and independent. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more. That's okgenetics.com.
Howdy, neighbors. Good afternoon, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Mighty glad to be along with you today. We're checking our agricultural markets. Glad to be along with you here, middle of the week already. And it is a mixed bag today as far as our livestock and agricultural futures are concerned. We've got some strength in our live cattle contracts, weakness in the feeder cattle delivery, and we are generally on the upside on corn and soybeans, 8 to 9 cents up on soybeans, 6 to 8 cents up on corn. We're fractions down right now on wheat futures, down a little bit after a pretty good run-up the last couple of days on our cotton futures. Crude oil futures are lower today. Natural gas is higher. And we've got all the prices to check on for you today, cash and futures. We'll do that in just a moment.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. And then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill, and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit BeefIt'sWhat'sForDinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at BeefIt'sWhat'sForDinner.com.
brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner. We seem to have a trend working right now in wholesale box beef trade. Higher again today. Choice beef up $1.63 at $191.95. Select beef $184.11 up 81 cents. It's now $7.84 choice select spread. 136 loads of cuts, trimmings, and grinds. Now, auction barns, the McAllister Union Livestock Market had 1,370 head yesterday. Steers under 500 pounds, $1 to $5 higher. A few under 350 pounds up to $18 higher. Over 500 pounds, $1 to $5 lower. Quality call mostly average to attractive. The 3 to 4 weight baby calves, $1.93 to $2.22 a pound. 4 to 5 weight calves, $1.70 to $1.96. 5 to 6 weights, $1.51 to $1.70. 6 to 700 pounders, $1.41 to $1.59. Some 7 to 8 weight cattle at McAllister, $1.37 up to a top end of $1.51. On our cow and bull turns, we have the Woodward Livestock Market with 665 head yesterday. Slaughter cows were $1 to $2 higher. Bulls were $2 higher. The boner and breaking killing cows, $82 to $87. High dressing, $89 to $95. Bulls, average dressing, $102 to $105. High dressing, $6 to $9. 618 head at the Oklahoma National Stockyards for their Tuesday cow and bull turn. Slaughter cows were $2 to $4 higher. Bulls steady to firm. Packer demand good to very good. Breaker and boner killing cows, 83 to 91. High dressing, 90 up to 97. Average dressing bulls, 98 to $4. Some high dressing bulls, $1 and a nickel up to $1.11. Oklahoma National Stockyards this week was higher on the yearling cattle, $3 to $5 higher. A trend was not available for the calf trade, but a higher undertone definitely noted. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, soon to expire August contracts, the August up by 27 cents on live cattle, $124.17. October up 12 cents, $128.20. December, $130 even, up by a couple of pennies. August feeder cattle down 17, $153.67. September down 2, $157.67. The October, $160 and a dime, down 7. October lean hogs up $1.37, $87.90. Our grain are all cedar cotton futures and energy complex up next.
Underwater hockey.
You like trying new things.
Electric cars.
And McDonald's is bringing you new things like never before. Like freshly grilled egg whites on an Egg White Delight McMuffin, the new limited time quarter pounder BLT, fresh veggies in the premium McWrap, or a McCafe blueberry pomegranate smoothie at participating restaurants. Now more than ever, there's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. And you could be in our ad. Visit imlovinit.com.
Our talent search won't last forever. More info and governing terms at imlovinit.com. U.S. residents, age and majority only. Void where prohibited.
What's that? That's the sound of running out of your icy cold dollar Coca-Cola from McDonald's. That's also the sound of puppies crying, of sweet violin strings breaking, of a tiny baby bunny shedding a single tear. Okay, you couldn't hear it, but it was still sad. But buck up, my friend. Any size Coca-Cola, soft drink, or sweet tea is still just a dollar at McDonald's. So there's more happiness to love. A la carte only. Prices and participation may vary.
On the Kansas City Board of Trade, hard red winter wheat futures, September up 0.75 cents at $6.97, with December down a penny and a half at $7.50. September Chicago soft wheat, $6.29, up 0.75 cents, were steady on the December Chicago soft wheat, $6.41 and a half. The December, September corn futures, rather, at $4.63, a gain of 7.75 cents today thus far. December corn at $4.53 and a half, up 6.25. September soybeans at $12.67, up 9.25. November beans, $12.36 and 3/4, up 9 cents as well. December cotton futures down 2 points at 91.70 cents per pound. Crude oil down 34 cents a barrel right now at 106.48. Natural gas gaining by 8 cents right now at 3.36 per million BTU. That is the way the markets are shaping up. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma.
Do you ever rate what's on your plate? I'm Susan Allen, Family and Consumer Science Educator for Dairy Max. The USDA's new MyPlate education tool can help you make sure the items you put on your plate are part of a healthy diet. MyPlate focuses directly on the food groups to include in a healthy meal, including the dairy group. More than just a glass of milk, dairy products like cheese and yogurt can be used to help build a nutritionally powerful plate, and dairy foods provide a quick, delicious, and affordable source of protein. The guidelines recommend that children and adults increase their intake of low-fat and fat-free milk and milk products to help meet the recommended nutrient intake. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the Dietary Guidelines for Americans say both adults and children need to consume more of. This message was brought to you by your local Dairy Farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about MyPlate.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here's some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on 2010 New Holland T4030 Vineyard Tractors, a Wilson DWH550 41-foot grain trailer, or New Holland T1510 Compact Tractors. You'll even find Freightliner Columbia 120 Semi-Tractors. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a 2012 John Deere S670 Combine, as well as a Foton TB504 tractor. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
It's 10 minutes before the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning, so glad to have you with us here today. Ron Hayes steps in now with the latest beef industry news and today's edition of the Beef Buzz.
Dave, our Midday Oklahoma Beef Buzz guest once again, Collingwood All. Today we focus in on the litigation that NCBA is a part of against USDA over cool. Back on that in just a moment.
Underwater hockey.
You like trying new things.
Electric cars.
And McDonald's is bringing you new things like never before. Like freshly grilled egg whites on an Egg White Delight McMuffin, the new limited time quarter pounder BLT, fresh veggies in the premium McWrap, or a McCafe blueberry pomegranate smoothie at participating restaurants. Now more than ever, there's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. And you could be in our ad. Visit imlovinit.com.
Our talent search won't last forever. More info and governing terms at imlovinit.com. U.S. residents, age and majority only. Void where prohibited.
What's that? That's the sound of running out of your icy cold dollar Coca-Cola from McDonald's. That's also the sound of puppies crying, of sweet violin strings breaking, of a tiny baby bunny shedding a single tear. Okay, you couldn't hear it, but it was still sad. But buck up, my friend. Any size Coca-Cola, soft drink, or sweet tea is still just a dollar at McDonald's. So there's more happiness to love. A la carte only. Prices and participation may vary.
The National Cattlemen's Beef Association, one of 9 groups, entered into litigation against USDA over their implementation of a new rule regarding country of origin labeling back in May. Colin Woodall with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office says the litigation is all about trying to halt USDA's implementation of what they consider to be a very harmful new variant of the cool rules.
On litigation side, we are seeking a preliminary injunction that would stop further implementation of this current cool rule. We have oral arguments set for that on August 27th. And we do expect to hear an answer sometime in early September. If we are granted that injunction, that means USDA will have to stop all implementation of this final cool rule, and cool will stay as it has been for the past 5 years. After that, the courts will look at the overall merits of cool and actually talk about the constitutionality of the program as a whole.
So actually, we're talking about at 2 levels. And first of all, stopping what the new rule is, but then getting back to the underlying bill?
That is correct. Yeah, because ultimately, we want to eliminate cool because it provides no value for us. And that is a problem. If this was something that over the past 5 years had actually provided a return to the producer, we would not be talking about this today. Cool would be an old issue. We would have moved on. But the fact that it is not providing a return, when all the proponents of cool have said that this was all going to be a bonus for producers, it's been nothing but a cost for producers. It needs to go away.
Whereas the proponents continue to say consumers want to know.
Well, that's the funny little part, is that I guarantee if here we are in Denver, if we went outside and talked to the consumers walking down the street and said, hey, do you want to know where your beef comes from? I would say probably 90%+ of them would say, yes, we do. But Kansas State University actually did a study that took that one step further. And they admitted that, yeah, if you ask somebody on the street, they want to know where their beef comes from. But when they actually go to the retail meat case in their grocery store and they look and they buy that package of ground beef or that steak, they forget about cool. They worry about the price and what our product product looks like. So you can go out and say that people want it, but we looked at what they're actually spending their money on, and they're not looking at cool.
What else says there's a couple of paths of action that NCBA can take to try to deal with cool. One is the litigation path. The other is trying to affect the policy, change the policy in a farm bill conference. As to which one might be the actual solution?
Without really having a hard time frame on the conference committee for the farm bill, our focus really is on the legal action. We've got some hard dates that we can utilize in trying to fight this, and right now that seems to be the most beneficial path for us. If Congress comes back after their August recess and really hits the ground running on the farm bill, then that might reopen some of our opportunities there. But right now I think the legal action probably has the best chance of helping us out.
NCBA's Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Since 1893, W.B. Johnston Company has been serving farmers and ranchers. Today, Johnston Seed offers premium seeds for success, turf, forage, and native grasses, canola, grain sorghum, sunflowers, and more. Johnston Grain features 24 country elevators and knowledgeable pros to help grow your crop and market your grain. The Johnston bottom line, maximize your potential. W.B. Johnston Company, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News Email. Still to come, our soapbox time together. Midday Oklahoma continues in just a few moments. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer. Hey, cattle producers, you know, the folks at Superior Livestock Auction, Jim Odell and the gang, have created a national livestock market, been working on it since 1987, where prices are discovered through competitive bidding without regard to local climate conditions or demand. Through this national marketing network that they've developed, Superior can serve sellers and buyers throughout the United States. Now, the question is, how can you take advantage of selling your cattle the Superior way? There's several things that you might think about. The cattle that you've got will be sold while on your place, your ranch. There's no added stress on the cattle, therefore less shrink. They're presented to over 7,000 registered buyers. You can establish a reputation for your cattle on a national market. You can take advantage of value-added programs which generate premiums for your cattle as well. Contact Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117. And learn more about selling your cattle the Superior way.
At 3 minutes before the hour on Midday Oklahoma, Ron Hayes steps in with a final word.
Dave, up on our soapbox, here we are wrapping up our program with you today, folks, and we do appreciate you stopping by and sharing a little bit of your Wednesday with us. We want to remind you that there's a lot of different ways that we're trying to share agricultural information with you here from the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, Midday Oklahoma, our Oklahoma Farm Report website, our Twitter feed, Ron on Ron, a lot of different things that we're doing, of course, our daily email, and each of these things have a purpose, and each of these things have a way of getting a little bit more information out to folks. For example, our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, a lot of different elements within that website that can help you stay up to date as far as agricultural information is concerned. We've got top agricultural news that flows through the entire website. That's right there on the front page. We always have a top story at the top of the page to let folks know what's going on.
We have our Beef Buzz feature right there. We've got our calendar, top end of our calendar there. You can click on the full calendar of events and see what's going on right on down for the next several months as we have information come into us. If you've got a calendar item, we'd love to hear from you, of course, on that. You can drop it to ron@oklahomafarmreport.com. Be glad to get it from you. We also have a markets page. We have our auction page. We have our calendar page, as we mentioned. We have our weather page where we've got some great links to both News on 6 over in Tulsa, News 9 in Oklahoma City, the National Weather Service, as well as the Oklahoma Mezzanet, all on our weather page. And we've got archives. We've got an archive of all of our emails that we've published down through the years. The daily email is a big part of what we do here at Radio Oklahoma Network, and we invite you to check it out. You can go there on our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, and subscribe to the daily email. And we invite you to do so. It's free. And a lot of good information will arrive in your inbox every morning if you do subscribe. Well, that's our time today here on Midday Oklahoma. Have a great afternoon. God bless.
All right. Thanks, Ron, so very much. Well, for Ron Hayes, Jim Appel, and Justin Lewis, I'm Dave Lanning, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for our Thursday edition of Midday Oklahoma. It starts at 12:05 right here on the Radio Oklahoma Network.